Stop the Madness Worldwide, August 19, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Remember when Prince Philip said that he wanted to come back as a loathsome virus and kill most of the world's population? He is back. And we are stupid if we give him his parting shot. No pun intended. Go to https://www.thehealthyamerican.org. Peggy Hall has already said it all and all that needs to be said. A new government needs to arise in Britain, if only because the people there have been defrauded of the Christian monarchy they were solemnly promised and because their queen has in fact vacated the land and soil of their country for almost 70 years. In another 2 years, Britain and the entire Commonwealth/territories could be overcome and overrun by creditors, and all without firing a shot, simply because there is no competent head of state occupying the land and soil jurisdiction of Great Britain. The only light in that darkness is that British law and tradition provides that in the Queen's absence, the Lord High Steward is in charge. The hereditary Lord High Steward is a man named Ivan Talbot, Earl of Shrewsbury, currently living in Australia, and he is both a Christian and opposed to the entire agenda. Those of you who have been following along are already aware of this circumstance. So, Americans, go to https://www.thehealthyamerican.org/ and learn your actual rights and how to defend them. Brits, get out your pitchforks and remind every member of parliament what their actual job is, and if you are sick of being sick, support https://www.eventparty.org/ and assist Lord Talbot in restoring peace and order and a functioning government for the land and soil of Britain. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.